North Shore Today,
the area's only daily news podcast
on msonewsports.com.
This is North Shore Today for Monday, June 8, 2020. Diners will be able to eat outside in Massachusetts, and retail stores, day camps, and daycare centers will be allowed to resume operations today during the next phase of loosening restrictions imposed to slow the spread of the coronavirus, according to Governor Charlie Baker. He's quoted as saying, "Thanks to your hard work and your sacrifice, we're bringing the fight to the virus. We're moving forward, and Massachusetts is continuing to reopen." There will be strict requirements for masks and social distancing for businesses that reopen today. Indoor dining will remain off limits, according to Baker. Day camps and child care facilities can open, but not overnight camps. And hotels and motels will be allowed to accept all guests, not just essential workers. Baker said he's comfortable with moving forward with reopening the economy because the state has recorded a fall in the number of new cases and hospitalizations. The Department of Public Health moved the number of COVID-19 hospitalizations into positive trend status for the first time on Friday. The state already reported that testing capacity and the rate of tests that come back positive were on a positive trajectory. The Massachusetts Department of Public Health reported Saturday that there were 575 new coronavirus cases and 55 deaths. Taylor Ann Bradford's reporting in today's Gloucester Times. A six-month journey to find a new superintendent is coming to a close in Gloucester. Gloucester's school committee will log into a virtual public meeting Monday evening to vote either Dr. Susan E. Kustka or Ben Lummis as the district's new superintendent. The chosen candidate will be taking over for the soon-to-be-retired Dr. Richard Sapphire, who's held the role as a superintendent since 2010. School committee chairman Jonathan Pope said, "We have a lot on our plates, and this is a big one to be wrapping up." Starting with 21 candidates, the school committee narrowed their search down to two. Kustka was most recently the assistant superintendent for administration and personnel at Weymouth Public Schools. Lummis is the interim superintendent for the public schools of Brookline. Gloucester School Committee will be voting today, June 8 at 6 p.m. More on this story in today's Gloucester Times. Michael Cronin has two stories in the Gloucester Times about local high school graduations. Rockport High School's class of 2020 took graduation on the road with a drive-by ceremony on Friday. Students began pulling up to the school at Jordan's Lane at 11 a.m. Once a graduate reached the front of the line, each got out of the car, walked across the stage, and was handed his or her diploma by Principal Amy Rose, Superintendent Rob Lebo, and School Committee Chairman Michael Kelly. And in Manchester-by-the-Sea, the streets of Manchester-by-the-Sea and Essex were green and white Friday evening as Manchester-Essex Regional High School's graduating seniors paraded the streets in their cars. More than 80 decorated cars traversed parade routes that included stops in both towns. The event was coordinated by Manchester-Essex Regional High School Principal Patricia Puglisi, Class of 2020 officers and advisors. Many senior class events were canceled as the coronavirus pandemic shut down schools for the last quarter of the school year. More on these stories in today's Gloucester Times. Bruce Anderson writes in today's Salem News, "It was a different sort of graduation Sunday for members of the Beverly High School class of 2020. Dictated by concerns with the pandemic, there were no long lines with rows of black-clad graduates and faculty members, no long speeches, and no personal presentations of diplomas to the graduates, followed by handshakes. Instead, each of the 273 graduates had received in advance instructions to arrive at a specific time and to wait in their cars in the parking lot in front of the main entrance until their name was called. At that time, the graduate would leave the car and go to a staging point perhaps 50 to 60 feet in front of the entranceway. There, they would apply hand sanitizer and, when instructed, walk another 15 to 20 feet to a table, pick up their diplomas directly from the table, and walk away to the chairs of family and friends. There were no speeches, no bad jokes, no list of awards. Most of that was covered Friday morning in a rolling graduation rally, culminating in a rousing congratulations and send-off by staff and faculty when the parade reached the high school." More on this story in today's Salem News. Newburyport Daily News is reporting that as restaurants are reopening after the coronavirus forced their doors closed, Andiamo restaurant in Newburyport will not be reopening. In a Facebook post Thursday morning, the owner of the Winter Street resident wrote that it would be closing its Newburyport location and focusing on its other restaurant in Chelmsford. The quote says, "We are very sad to announce that we will not be reopening our Newburyport location. We want to thank everyone in Newburyport, as well as the surrounding communities, for your support and friendship." Located next to the Angry Donut, close to Washington Street, Jim Rogers' Italian restaurant has been a local favorite for years. In addition to its food, the restaurant was known for weekly jazz performances and other live music during the week. Mark Yannicello, Greater Newburyport Chamber of Commerce and Industry Vice President, called the news really sad, adding that he met his wife there. Much more on this story in today's Newburyport Daily News.